Page 29. Molly of Denali.
A new show on PBS is breaking new ground in the world of children's television. Molly of Denali is the first nationally distributed children's series to showcase an Alaskan Native lead character. It debuted last week, and the show follows an adventurous, tech-savvy 10-year-old named Molly who lives in a fictional Alaskan village called Kaya. We caught up with the show's executive producer, Dorothea Gillum, and the show's creative producer, Princess Johnson. Both told us that the show means a lot to them because it highlights a community a lot of Americans don't know much about.
From the very beginning, we were really intentional about not showing igloos because we don't live in igloos. I still get that question when I travel. So those deeply ingrained stereotypes, we get to really dismantle those because we, as I mentioned before, we are a modern people, yet we still do practice our traditions of going out and hunting and fishing and sharing. And we have a huge language revitalization effort. So people are speaking their native languages and continuing with our drumming and singing, and all those rich traditions are still very much a part of our lives.
I also wanted to say that in addition to debunking stereotypes around Alaska Natives, we're really interested in debunking just cultural stereotypes in general. And in fact, we did a story where a new girl moves to Kaya, Trini, who's African-American. And she's from Texas, and Molly and her friend Tui want her to feel comfortable in her new home. So they watch a lot of Western movies and try to behave in ways that they think are Texan, which turn out to be very stereotypical. And in turn, Trini thinks that polar bears are everywhere in Alaska. So she has her own kind of stereotypes of what life is like. And in the end, you know, the lesson is that you need to find trusted sources of information and be careful about sort of misinformation that you might have about other people.
Copyright NPR.